had your children on the fly. Another child, another guy. Another chance to fall in love again. I fear they may have paid the price for the freedom of your life. Though you would say that was a chance to show them an open door, a broken bone, a marble floor. And repeat forevermore, forevermore. If only I had known you then, a hanger on, perhaps a friend, an ear to bend around which way you saw it plain. Tell it well, I tried to sell them on the fact you were a match, ever a scratch away from bursting into flames, and a light perfume that lingered in the room, that everlasting tune you had to sing. A smile or two, the gap between your tooth, your dirty underwear, your diamond ring. Just patterns in repeat, like everything, like everything.
That was the title track from Laura Morling's Patterns in Repeat. Now to SFU News, all based on department webpages and X, a lot of which are from the Burnaby campus where I'm doing this show. On May 3rd, Urban Studies professor Meg Holden, who is also in Resource Environmental Management, spoke to Toronto Star along with several others on how Toronto could learn from other Canadian and global cities on how to improve condominium lives better, titled Condos with Indoor Gardens. Here are four ideas on high-rise living that Toronto should steal. On May 4th, Stephanie Cleland, an assistant professor in the Faculty of Health Sciences, wrote an article on conversation.com titled Wildfire Smoke and Extreme Heat Can Come Together, Preparing for the Combined Health Effects for a Hot Smoky Future, which the Faculty of Health Sciences tweeted on May 5th, when The Simon Fraser Student Society held the Red Dress Awareness Table and Memorial across all three campuses in conjunction with the SFSS Women's Center and SFU's Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office. Alumni celebrated Tedeschini. Let me find out who this person is. So just bear with me here. It was Griffin Tedeschini. So alumni celebrated Griffin Tedeschini for earning the 2024 SFU Staff Achievement Award. In equity, belonging as the portfolio manager in IT services for their ongoing work in making SFU a safer, more inclusive place for everyone on X, and recognized George Alder, a psychology senior lecturer, on receiving the 2020 Barry Feierstein Award for Excellence in Teaching. Archaeology congratulated Professor Birut Mary Garikas for earning the Explorers Medal from the Explorers Club for documenting orangutan behaviors, organizing rehabilitation efforts, and publicly supporting their traditional habitat in conjunction with indigenous communities. BD School congratulated the five finalists in the 2025 MITAX Innovation to Intervention Skills Pitch, headed by Dr. Shabadi, who earned $2,500 from the SFU BD School of Business on his proposal to commercialize a novel uteroscopy to improve kidney stone surgical wait times. Dr. Mercedes Mogri earned $1,250 from the SFU BD School of Business in keeping her work transferring position emission tomography imaging to improve patient outcomes and clinical efficiency. Just a minute. I might have got this. Yeah. I might have got the name wrong. I think it might be Mercedes. Just a minute, please. The name is actually Mercedes Mokri. The other three finalists were Dr. Made Ramazani, Dr. Shibara Kundra, and Amardeep. English tweeted the Phillips Webb Memorial Reading 2025 for the first Monday of this month, featuring Aaron Morey, Chantel Nebu. Faculty of Environment congratulated Archaeology Professor Dana Lepofsky for being elected to the National Academy of Sciences in April for her exclusive and original research. Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies published a blog from student Remy McKenzie titled Addressing Relationship Violence Experienced by International Students. Physics Held Creating the Quantum Future with French and Swiss Consulates, tweeted by Nicholas Baudouin, the French Consul General in Vancouver, at Siegel Building on 500 Granville, Vancouver, BC. On May 6, SFU Safety and At-Risk Services set up near Renaissance Cafe to discuss emergency preparedness. Alumni congratulated Cindy Beatty and Kim Vander Word for earning the YWCA Women of Distinction Awards for their activities and achievements in contributing to the well-being of the greater Vancouver community, while Yusin Kao, a master's student in archaeology, represented SFU in the 3MT West Regional Competition. Continuing studies highlighted alumni of the Writer's Studio as a new book that illuminates mental health, titled Off the Map, Vancouver Writer with Lived Experience of Mental Issues, which featured 33 writers, 7 from the Writer's Studio, Jackie Eisman, Jean Kavanoff, Yongnan Kim, Justina Kroll, Danica Longair, Ingrid Knowles, on top of co-editors Bessie Worland, a former director of the Writers Studio, and Kate Bird. The Research Center for Scottish Studies tweeted a blog post from the National Library of Scotland on a crime fiction of 11 books. Science promoted the SFU Biotech Greenhouse, headed by the biological sciences professor Mattson, I believe, as it successfully grew blueberries indoors during winter. Just a minute, please. Sorry, some of these names haven't been entered properly. Let me take a look. So, the SFU Biotech Greenhouse is led by biological sciences professor Jim Mattson, as it has successfully grown a crop of blueberries indoors during the winter. Now, where was I? Urban Studies retweeted the Toronto Star article that featured Professor Meg Holden, titled "Condo with Indoor Gardens. Here are four ideas on high-rise living that Toronto should steal." And BD School hosted Women Who Lead, Shaping Canada's Future, with panelists Sabine Hergy, SFU's BD Executive in Residence, Dr. Joey Johnson, SFU's President and Vice Chancellor, and moderated by Janet Weber, where over 120 members of the BD School community joined at 900 Canada Place, Vancouver, BC. Just one more thing. Some of the names I wasn't able to get properly, so... just a minute. Okay. It's about one of the alumni in the continuing studies. I will get to that at a later time. Now, on May 7th, SFU tested its emergency systems on their Safe, Snap Apps, social media, and desk alert systems. English celebrated the Asian Heritage Month with books, films, and more at SFU libraries, with in-person display at Burnaby Spennett Library and Surrey's Fraser Library. Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences featured alumni Chance Daldy, whose one class with World Language and Literatures opened his eyes to the world, which has taken him to Japan to teach English, where he met his wife, and will start his Master of Education this fall as a North Vancouver High School teacher. Research celebrated Anthony Pearl, professor of Urban Science and Political Science, who wrote the book The Handbook and Transportation and Public Policy, published earlier this year, as it examines many ways and how politics impacts transportation policy. While political scientists tweeted a picture of careers options. School of Communications recognized student Nida Kaba for earning the inaugural Magnolia Spirit Award for her focus on SFU community service, as she assisted in the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences mentorship program, followed by being a social media ambassador after switching her major to communications, as she made her content to promote the school's efforts, promoted events, and interact with students. On May 8th, SFU tweeted that Fire Station 8 is open on the Burnaby Mountain specifically for its unique conditions to serve SFU and University. Alumni tweeted their monthly newsletter released this week, featuring profile of Sean Nardi, upcoming alumni events. Recognize alumni with YWCA awards and more. Amir Holson Kazeminia, a computer science graduate student, held a PhD thesis titled "Complexities of Modular Accounting" at ASB 10704 plus Zoom. Negin Ketopchi held an MBB MSc defense, titled From Lambs to Infants, Whole Blood Transcriptomics and the Immodulatory Role of IDR 1018 in Preterm Neonatal Sepsis at the Burnaby Campus Bennett Library. International Services for Students presented post-graduation work permit info session via Zoom. Education Research Hub held a DARE talk, Diverse Approaches to Research in Education, hosted by Drs. Yumiko Irai and Robin Ilton G. at Eduke 8515 in the Burnaby campus. Continuing Studies held the first of two sessions in discussing what roles cities can play in reconciliation and decolonization, titled Indigenous City, Responsibility and Relationality in City Making via online, David Lamb Center, along with Doksa Film Festival Society, showcased The Cats of Gokoju Shrine at Goldcorp Center of Arts on 149 West Hastings, Vancouver, BC. Multiple events were on today. Sevde Okudan held a Master of Arts Thesis Defense in Gerontology at 8:30 via Zoom, with her thesis title, Mapping the Literature on Older Adults and Climate Action, a Scoping Review Study. Continuing Studies hosted Motherhood and Arts History via Zoom between 11 and 12:30 p.m. And Kaisen Huang held a PhD thesis defense in computing science in ASB 10704 and via Zoom at 12:30 with his thesis title, Systemic Latency Optimizations for Modern Database Systems. Also, today is the last day to register for the book launch of Elegy of Opportunity, written by SFU alumnus Natalie Lim, Tina Doe, and Isabella Wang, along with Mallory Tater, which will happen at Harbor Center Campus between 2 and 4 p.m. tomorrow. Just one more thing. Today, SFU Science welcomed all new students starting this summer.
This is Hwaeng Shachlech, host of Free Voices on Thursday at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And on behalf of everyone here at CJSF, I want to thank you. We appreciate you tuning into 90.1 FM on the dial, choosing to spend your time tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. Shows you value the hard work of our hosts and programmers, and we value your commitment. Thanks for being here.
Welcome back. While I have felt I have hit my limit in doing this show for... While I have felt that I have hit my limit in doing this show at CJSF for the last 14 years, as a volunteer, I have been keeping at it because without it, my life would be missing a lot of things, including you, the listeners. The fourth bands today are Limp Fuchs and Mark Fels, Dissocia, Quich, Fouch, with Dissocia V. Yeah.
뒷속이야. 야! 뒷속이야.
Before I get to the fifth group, SFU Continuing Studies tweeted that they are proud to sponsor today's BCCDA Career Development Symposium at SFU Vancouver. The fifth act, the fifth group is Kit Major's Love Sick Major EP. Here is Fade Away.
From something, but I don't really watch what I do. I like your golden ring and your stick and poke tattoo. Is that a pen in your pocket? Are you trying to store a story here? I can see that I mean nothing. Yeah, let's go make out and disappear. Friend, I think, waiting for ye old bathroom. She said, don't be afraid to move on if they don't miss you. Could it be me? I'm joking. Yeah, I've prayed and I'm no holy maid. Look at me, I just keep talking.
Thank you for listening to episode 18 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. Once again, I would like to thank all of you, the listeners, for listening to new content most of the weeks in the last 14 years, where there have been changes along the way.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.